This programming is sponsored by S&P Global Platts, presenting the Financing U.S. Power Conference, focusing on ways to shape the industry's future, October 27th through 29th. More at spglobal.com/financingUSpower.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Matt Harrib. New this morning, Harris County Attorney Christian Menefee and former Houston City Council member Amanda Edwards lead the field in the special election for Texas's 18th congressional district. News 88.7's political reporter Andrew Schneider says that's the finding of the latest survey just released, conducted by the University of Houston's Hobby School of Public Affairs.
The poll shows Menefee with the support of 27% of likely voters, followed by Edwards at 23%, and State Representative Jolanda Jones at 15%. All three are Democrats. Rice University's Mark Jones co-authored the survey.
At the present stage, we're looking at a runoff that is most likely going to be between Edwards and Menefee. And if a third candidate is going to be able to get into that runoff, it would be Jolanda Jones, not any of the other candidates such as Carmen Montiel, Isaiah Martin, or George Foreman IV.
Texas election law requires a runoff between the top two contenders if no candidate wins more than 50% in the first round of voting. Under federal law, the runoff would likely take place in February. I'm Andrew Schneider, News 88.7.
Cesar Espinoza with Fiel Houston was removed from Houston City Council chambers yesterday after saying the police chief lied about the detention of a 15-year-old boy diagnosed with autism.
This child is autistic and he's failed at education, and he hasn't gotten the proper care that he deserves because of failing administrations at the federal, county, and different levels.
It happened a week after 15-year-old Emmanuel Gonzalez-Garcia went missing. He was eventually found by HPD officers and placed with immigration officials. I'm Matt Harrib, News 88.7.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Capital One, offering their premium travel card, Venture X. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com. And listeners like you who donate to this NPR station.
Good morning. It's a double match hour here at Houston Public Media, thanks to a special group of Studio Society supporters. So whatever you give right now goes twice as far. Your $10 becomes $20 for trusted local news and programs you count on every day. $25 becomes $50 to power the stories that connect and inform our community. It's the best time to give because your impact is doubled now at HoustonPublicMedia.org/donate or call 888-909-0887.
And not just that, here's something extra special. When you choose Meals as your thank you gift, meals will be donated to homebound seniors through Interfaith Ministries Meals on Wheels. So your gift not only supports this station, this community, but it also delivers nourishment to care for someone right here in Greater Houston. You can make double the impact this hour, support independent community-powered public media, and feed your neighbors in need. Please take a moment to give now at HoustonPublicMedia.org/donate or call 888-909-0887.
53 minutes. You have 53 minutes that your gifts are doubled. That means your $10 becomes $20.